What's up, guys? Paulie Malignaggi here at Pro Box TV. We're talking about December 10th, the return of Terrence Crawford. Everybody's looking forward to it. Not the fight everybody wanted to see. There was an almost signing of the Crawford and Spence fight. I know there's a lot of finger pointing going back and forth as to the reason why it wasn't made, but instead we get Terrence Crawford with a new contract at BLK Prime. I think it's called BLK Prime. It's BLK. It's a new app. And he's fighting David Avanesyan. Avanesyan is a guy we've seen in the past before. He's durable. He's an ex-European champion. And to tell you the truth, Avanesyan reminds me more of just a gatekeeper for the guys who are at the highest level. If you can't beat Avanesyan, you're not going to get to the proper elite level. But you'll be a pretty good fighter that doesn't necessarily beat Avanesyan, right? But if you're looking to get to the very highest level, then Avanesyan is sort of your main gatekeeper. That's sort of how I've seen him develop in this weight class. For me, it makes it a bit confusing as to why Crawford is picking Avanesyan as the opponent. Granted, maybe he's out of possible opposition. It's a first fight on a new contract with a new network. And Avanesyan is durable. I guess, you know, he's usually good for giving you some rounds. And like I said, he's got some good wins over guys who were thought to be legitimate guys at the weight class, at the welterweight division. And then they faced Avanesyan and they got knocked off and they really never got over that hump anymore, you know. So once again, proving that Avanesyan is sort of the main gatekeeper. I think of guys like Hector Lijaraga, who was knocking out everybody and had the European title a couple of years back from Spain. Lijaraga was maybe North America was a little bit less known, but I can remember in Europe a lot of people bringing up Lijaraga, talking about him. He was very, very dangerous, and Avanesyan showed up and knocked them off. Think about another guy, Josh Kelly, another guy who people were very high on in the UK, a guy that was showing tremendous talent and ability. But, you know, when you get in with Avanesyan, you got to have the whole package in order to beat him, because you're going to move on to that elite level. And Avanesyan was able to knock off Josh Kelly as well. I also can remember Avanesyan coming up short against Lamont Peterson in a fight that I worked years back on Showtime Championship Boxing back when I was there. And Avanesyan, again, really showed me that seems like a pretty basic guy, sturdy, durable, but won't wow you with anything. But he's not going anywhere. You got to have the goods to beat him. And now Lamont that night obviously had the goods, but Lamont was a bona fide world-class fighter and had been and had proven that already in his career. So it leads me to wonder, what are we looking forward for in this fight from Terrence Crawford? Obviously, he's a guy, I think Crawford has beaten much better fighters than Avanesyan. Avanesyan, again, I just talked about his resume. It's a good resume. It's a solid resume. But not when you're talking about the guy who, in my opinion, you're talking about going up against the guy who, in my opinion, is the number one fighter in the world, pound for pound. My number one pound for pound is Terrence Crawford, and it doesn't do a lot for me. So we'll see. We'll see if there's anything to look forward to. We'll see if this can maybe get the ball rolling again on a Crawford Spence fight. After this win, after this fight, obviously Spence is on the horizon, being discussed to fight Keith Thurman. So you think about, if they both come out victorious, do they go back to the negotiating table? Is there a chance that the fight happens in 2023, early 2023? Just keep in mind, Crawford and Spence has to happen soon, because otherwise it becomes a situation where both guys have made so much money that by the time they fight, it becomes a dance-off, because nobody really cares anymore, the way Mayweather and Pacquiao were fighting, where it's just, you're not fighting with that ferocity anymore because you've proven everything already, and you're just fighting for the money, and you're fighting for a good show. And yes, you want to win, but you're not fighting with as vicious of an attitude. You know, this is why I always tell people Leonard and Hearns was such a great fight, because they were great fighters, elite fighters, and they fought in their prime. Mayweather and Pacquiao was supposed to be, but it was not a great fight. Why? Because they were already past their prime, and they were guys who had made so much money that it sort of became I'm better than you, you're better than me, but we're not gonna really go make it violent for the chance to see who's better. I want to see Crawford and Spence at a good point in their careers where both guys are really willing to go for it and put it all on the line. The longer we wait, the tougher it gets to making that. And obviously, there's also guys coming up the ladder that are right behind these guys, really hungry guys like Jerron Ennis and Virgil Ortiz, who are going to start to become must-see TV more and more, and also going to demand the shot at either Spence or Crawford if they don't fight each other. But let's see how Crawford winds up looking against Avanesyan, a guy who's been durable and a guy who, if you're sleeping or if you take him lightly, has shown that he can beat you. I don't expect Terrence Crawford to look bad. I don't expect Terrence Crawford to have much trouble with Avanesyan. But again, in an off night, Avanesyan could cause you some trouble. And don't forget, December 2nd, Brandon Glanton against David Light. Two top cruiserweights vying for a chance at a world title soon in their careers, both undefeated. It's a great, great main event we've got for you on December the 2nd here at Pro Box TV. We're always bringing you these exciting type of fights, these evenly matched fights that you guys can really be entertained by. So if you haven't subscribed yet, go to ProBoxTV.com and subscribe now.